You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, and Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. I want to welcome you to this fabulous show today. And we have a great show for you today. That's right. This is going to be a special show. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce you to the players today. To my right, waiting for those drum rolls. To my right, the fabulous birthday girl, Lynn Golder, co-host. Hey, Lynn Golder.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
Today's your birthday.
Yeah, I'm working on my birthday. How do you like that? This is actually the first time my birthday ever fell on our show day.
And yep. To my left, the fabulous, the smart. I'm waiting for the name. Sheila Young, co-host.
Good evening, everyone, and happy birthday, Lynn.
Thank you, Sheila.
And sitting next to, what's her name? Sheila Young. What's his name? I believe they call him Gary Sinclair, co-host.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas, everybody, and I hope all your spirits are up today.
And on the other side of the window that we can't see is the main man. Without him, there's no show. Chris
laughing.
Shaw.
They're laughing at Chris.
Chris Shaw, you there?
It's like the 1950s.
Yeah, I'm here. We over here laughing.
Yeah, get party in here.
And sitting next to Chris Shaw is my favorite girl. That's right. Her name, Charlotte. Oh, the sexy Charlotte. Charlotte answers the phone for us. Mm-hmm. That's right. Charlotte. Otherwise known as Charlotte.
She's ready to say hello.
Charlotte Massey, you going to say hello, Charlotte Massey? You going to say hello?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Happy birthday, Lynn.
Oh, thank you, Charlotte. Thank you.
That's a beautiful and sexy.
We love Charlotte.
All
right. We have some, everybody's got shout outs. So anyway. Squeeze in, Michael.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Okay, let's get started. Before we get started, it's time for your first trivia. That's right. First trivia time because it's Lynn's birthday. We're going to play this song.
Is it one of
Tell me who's singing this song. It's a birthday song.
Okay.
So who's singing it? By the way, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Sheila, I knew you were going to start dancing.
What's the name of that group? Trivia time. And by the way, don't forget, if you're just tuning in for the first time on What's Going On, this is a radio show that we say is the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So if you out there and you want to call in, whether you're blind or you're sighted or you're visually impaired, you're more than welcome to call in, 407-894-1680. You know that group? Tell me, call in, trivia time. And if you want to call in and wish Lynn happy birthday, feel free. Sheila?
You have a shout-out, Sheila?
You have a shout-out?
And then I'll do mine.
Oh, I thought we were going to let the birthday girl go first.
Oh, all right. Well, I only have three. Let me put my headphones back on. All the excitement, I took them off. Okay, so I have three shout-outs. First of all, shout-out to Grace in Ocala. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
And Michael in Memphis. Hey, Michael. And Miri in Coral Springs, Florida. So those are my shout-outs. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Okay, Sheila, you're on.
I would like to say hello to the Pinellas Council of the Blind. I was down yesterday afternoon to their Christmas luncheon, and it was absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much for inviting me to come down. Eugene, Debbie, Grant, Greg, Doug, I can't even name them all, but thank you. And I would also like to wish a happy early birthday to Leslie Spoon.
When is her birthday?
The 13th.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And well, to Kelly happy James, birthday. Happy early birthday.
When's her birthday?
The 13th.
Oh, I better write all this down. I'm going to forget.
And my daughter-in-law is also the 13th. So lots of birthdays. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget.
Oh wait! Yeah, we forgot. You know who? Yeah, has the same birthday as I do.
Happy birthday, Dawn Brooks.
Happy birthday, Dawn Brooks. How you doing, Dawn?
Hi, Dawn. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hope you're listening. Yeah. Hope you're able to listen. Hope you're doing well. And we miss you guys. And hope you're doing well. Happy birthday.
You got any shout outs, Gary?
Yeah, but if people don't know who Dawn Brooks is, her and her husband were on a team of the Blind Matters radio show, mm-hmm. and partially this, and sickness came into being, and they had to break away from us. So that's who Dawn Brooks is.
And hi to Charles.
Yep, hi to Charles. And, yeah, I want to say hello to little Doc out there in Georgia, and I want to say hello to my grandson, Braden, and I want to say something because I just got back from Texas at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We're going up to see my grandson, and he's on a football team called the Lions, and he got selected to be
number 56.
He got selected to be in the All-Star game.
All right,
on the 30th of December at the Dallas football field.
Wow.
Okay. Now, that's how you train up a child. That's how you get your children growing. You got the best grandson in the world. I love you for that.
I got to find his picture and show you.
Anybody on the line yet?
Not yet.
I forgot to say one thing.
The unbelievable lit up.
He's got the football jersey. Everybody's got the football jersey of the Lions, and he had one made specially for his grandpa with the same thing, the picture of the Lions on the front and Sinclair across the back of the shoulders.
Oh, gee, Gallagher. All right, can I do my rendition?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Here's my trivia for all of you. Lynn, this is for you.
Okay.
I've been working on it a little bit.
I know you're really nervous.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dr. Lynn. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, wow. Yay. Love you.
That's all I got. I
was married to a doctor.
Thank you, Chris. Love you for that. Thank you.
Go back to the doctor?
Yeah.
That was very good.
He has a beautiful voice. He doesn't share it enough. All right. So I guess we'll be going to break shortly.
I can't believe nobody knows. We got time for another trivia?
No, we don't have time. Not right now. No. When we come
nobody
back.
Guessed that. I can't believe nobody guessed that. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Yeah,
everybody know who it was.
Yeah. Nobody calls in. 407.
When you tell them, they're going to go, 894-6080.
Okay.
You want to give them a little bit more? Just a little bit more?
Yeah. Well, we're going to go to break now anyway. Yeah.
Play it up to the break.
Yeah, play it up to the break. Man, that song is, everybody knows that song.
Well, I guess not.
1968. I know, Sheila. Don't remind me. That's crazy.
I can give one clue.
Gary, 50 years ago.
50 years ago. Me and my motorcycle.
I'll give you one clue.
Go to break, Michael.
After the break, I'll give you the clue.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding the public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back.
Oh,
yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Did you get it? You, over there, did you get it? It's
407-894-1680. I thought you were talking to me.
No, I'm
He's
not
pointing
talking.
Over here.
I'm talking to that young lady in the couch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We
have some people on the line
couch.
Right now. I
the
think we have three
couch.
Or four people on the line right now. So let's... What's the three people's first names?
All right, so we're going to run an Omaha. That means we're going to run audible and to play the first two callers that called in. We can't hear on the other line, so when you're on hold, you just on hold. So let's go to Jason from Jason from West Palm Beach, Florida.
I think
Jason.
We know him.
Jason from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, don't put him on.
No. We heard enough of Jason.
Jason, you there, Jason?
I am here.
Hey,
how you guys doing?
It's Jason from West Palm Beach. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing great. First of all, Lynn, I wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Jason. I got your text, too. Thank you, honey. Thank you very
much. Oh, you are quite welcome, and a very Merry Christmas and
all
that to you guys.
Same to you.
All right.
And what's
Did you have anybody for the trivia yet?
Nope,
no,
not yet.
You're up. You're on deck.
Oh, okay.
You're on deck, buddy.
I'm going to take a guess. Was it the Beatles?
Yes, you were.
All right.
All right.
Okay, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, that sounds awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Tell Max we said hello.
I certainly will. Certainly will.
Take care.
Oh, wait a second. Jason, wait. I heard Max was looking for me the other day.
Yes.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I felt
because
badly.
Because he knows you always bring him the treats.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
That was funny.
Okay.
All right, we have other people on the line.
Take
to you
care,
later.
Jason.
Thanks,
See
Jason.
You later, Jason.
Thank you.
Who's next on the line?
All righty, we're going on the phone line now with Christian and Carrie from Jupiter and Canada all at the same time.
Oh, party line. Christian and
Are you there?
Carrie.
Yes, we're here.
Wish you a very, very
Hello?
Birthday. Okay, you got to
turn your radio down.
Radio down because you're listening to us too close.
Okay, yeah, let me turn the volume down.
A feedback.
Yeah, hold on. We're getting a feedback
loop. I heard Jason.
Yeah, going, there's Jason back there. Yeah.
I know, I thought that too.
There.
Okay, you're free
right,
now.
The volume's down.
Yep.
So what can we do for you today?
Hey, we're just calling in. It's Christine from Jupiter, and my friend Carrie is on the line. We're listening to your show.
Shout out to all people, really, who are having a birthday today.
Well,
why not? Let's celebrate.
There you go.
Good spirit.
That's good spirit.
Let's try to celebrate, man. What a great time to have a birthday.
Hey, Carrie, you got to sing your birthday song to them.
Oh, Lordy, I could, but I'd die. I'd
Can't be that bad.
She's going to kill me. She looked best friends before.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
Stop this goofball.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Keep on listening.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you being out there. Okay, so.
Who's the next one?
I think that's it, right?
No.
All right. We're going to go to the.
I thought we had Alexandria.
Well, no. That's one of the ones that we couldn't get through from St. Louis, but we do have Glenda, I believe, from St. Louis, Missouri. Glenda, how you doing?
Hi, Glenda.
Hey, Glenda.
All right. Hello.
Hi, Glenda.
How you doing, Miss Lynn? Is this Miss Lynn?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I want to say happy birthday to you.
Oh, goody.
Well, thank you for calling in from St. Louis.
She's
going to say. Yes, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Lynn. Happy birthday to
you. Wow, listen to that voice. Wow. Oh, boy.
Aww.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Thank you very much
for
the beautiful
voice
you have.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Glenda.
All right, Glenda, before you leave, I'm going to play another trivia song while you're on and see if you can get it. I'll give you a shot at it. Play the next trivia song.
Okay. What are you doing?
Christmas. It's a Christmas. I mean, it's a birthday song. See if you know it.
Oh, okay.
It's a trivia. By the way, anybody calling up? Right
yep.
now, if you don't get it,
I got
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Okay.
Glenda's going to stay and see if she can get it. Hold the other person on the line. Let's see if Glenda can get it.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Let's get it.
Pick some upbeat birthday.
Thank you. I did.
Good night. Come on, Glenda. You know who that is.
She's singing already.
I know it.
Hey.
Recognize that voice.
I believe it. I got that. That's Stevie Wonder.
You got it.
Wow.
And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh,
Yes, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, too. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, Glenda.
Happy birthday.
It's nice to you.
And give your name and address, everything to Charlotte, and this way we can send you your $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, so.
Well, you got one more. We've got one more
call. Oh, we have another call?
And then
we have
one
goodness.
More.
Yep. Okay.
Have a blessed one.
Yep, thank you too. You.
All right, let's, Glenda, hold on one moment, all right?
All right.
Who's the next caller?
All right, and for our original trivia, we have Sandra, who had called in. She hung up and she called back from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, we had a first Greensboro. Trivia.
Yes, yes.
Well, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you all?
All right,
good,
you?
Good.
Got a question for you. I heard on the Weather Channel today you guys are having a rough time up there.
Yes, we are. We have a lot of snow, lots of snow. A
lot of power Beautiful outages? Snow. Power outages?
No power outages.
Okay,
no.
Well, that's good. So what can we do for you?
I am calling from Greensboro, North Carolina, and I'm also employed by the Industry of the Blind.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're with the Industries of the Blind?
That's right.
Oh, that's very nice.
Another one.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah, how do you like it?
I love it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Very good place to work.
Is that right? You've been there a long time?
I've been there for, I've been there 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Four
no
years
kidding. 3 years.
In
okay.
August.
Is that right?
Wow.
And you like it there. That's very nice.
Yeah, I lost my sight 3 years ago.
You lost your sight wow. 3 years ago, and you're still working in Industries of the Blind. It's very nice.
Yes, I do.
So it's a good place to work, Industry of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Like working,
yes,
like
yes.
Working for one big family.
Yep,
all
right.
One big family.
I understand they have jobs available for other people.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite job? What's your favorite job there?
My favorite job?
Yeah.
My favorite job is sewing.
Sewing.
Hmm. Yeah, they got all types of jobs.
Do they teach you how to sew if you didn't know how to sew?
Oh, yeah, they have awesome trainers come in. They help you. You know, we have a vision that to eliminate all barriers for the blind and visually impaired.
That's right.
Outstanding.
I think a lot of jobs available.
Well, thank you for calling.
We have lots of jobs available.
Thank you for calling
in.
All right. We're going to hold the calls for a couple of minutes because it's my birthday. I was sent an email yesterday by Art Metrano, and you all know that he called in a few months ago, and he sent me this terrific bit on aging, and it's by George Carlin. So you don't squirm in your seat. I want you to sit there for 5 minutes and listen to this because it's really great. And it starts off, enjoy the ride. There's no return ticket. George Carlin on aging. Okay. Do you realize that the only time in our lives when we like to get old is when we're kids? If you're less than 10 years old, you're so excited about aging that you think in fractions. How old are you? Ah, 4.5. You're never 36 and a half. You're 4.5 going on 5. That's the key. You get into your teens and now they can't hold you back. You jump to the next number or even a few ahead. How old are you? I'm going to be 16. You could be 13, but hey, you're going to be 16. And then the greatest day of your life, you become 21. Even the words sound like a ceremony. You become 21. Yes. Okay. But then you turn 30. Ooh, what happened there? Makes you sound like bad milk. He turned? We had to throw him out? There's no fun now, you're just a sour dumpling? What's wrong? What's changed? You become 21, you turn 30, then you're pushing 40. Whoa, put on the brakes. It's all slipping away. Before you know it, you reach 50, and your dreams are gone. But wait, you make it to 60. You didn't think you would. So you become 21, you turn 30, you push 40, you reach 50, and you make it to 60. You've built up so much speed that you hit 70. And after that, it's a day-by-day thing. You hit Wednesday. You get into your 80s, and every day is a complete cycle. You hit lunch. You turn 4:30. You reach bedtime. And it doesn't end there. And into the 90s, you start going. And then a strange thing happens. If you make it over 100, you become a little kid again. I'm 100 and a half. May you all make it to a healthy 100 and a half. So here you go. How to stay young. You ready? 1, throw out non-essential numbers. This includes your age, your weight, your height. Let the doctors worry about them. That's why you pay them. 2, keep only cheerful friends. The grouches pull you down.
Yeah, Gary.
3,
yeah.
Keep learning. Learn more about the computer, crafts, gardening, whatever, even ham radio. Never let the brain idle. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. And the devil's family name is Alzheimer's. 5, laugh often, loud, and long. Laugh until you gasp for breath. 6, the tears happen. Endure, grieve, and move on. The only person who is with us our entire life is ourselves. Be alive while you're alive. 7, surround yourself with what you love, whether it's family, pets, keepsakes, music, plants, hobbies, whatever. Your home is your refuge. 8, cherish your health. If it's good, preserve it. If it's unstable, improve it. If it is beyond what you can improve, well, get help. 9, don't take guilt trips. Take a trip to the mall, even to the next county, to a foreign country, but not to where the guilt is. 10, tell the people you love that you love them at every opportunity. And always remember, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. And if you don't send this to at least 8 people, who cares? But do share this with someone. We all need to live life to its fullest each day. Life's journey is not to arrive at the grave safely in a well-preserved body, but rather to skid in sideways, totally used up and worn out, shouting, "Man, what a ride." That was George Carlin.
Wow, good.
I thought that was
great. That was very good.
Yeah. You know, and Sheila's got a mate because she's forever young.
There you go.
We have a bunch of people on the line.
That's cute, Gary.
All right, we have a bunch of people on the line right now.
Good, good, good.
All right, who's the first caller waiting?
All right, we got Larry from West Palm Beach on the phone.
Larry from West Palm Beach, Florida. Larry, how you doing, Larry?
Hi, Larry.
I'm just fine.
Hey, Larry.
Hello.
Happy birthday, Miss Lynn.
Well, thank you, Mr. Larry. Thank you very much.
How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing just fine.
Good.
And thank you for your text, Larry. I appreciate it.
All right, just wanted to say happy birthday and join the program.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yep, it's
all right.
Fun
keep
show.
On listening.
Keep on listening.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks for calling in.
Anybody
who's
else?
Who's next on the line?
All right, we got to go all the way up to where it's kind of cold at right now. And in this area is our good friend, the one, the only, the beautiful Miss Betty from Palmyra.
Hi, Betty.
Betty from Palmyra.
Hey, New Jersey. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Betty.
How's it doing in New Jersey, Betty?
I just want to say happy birthday to Lynn. Well, I was hoping to be the first one, but I didn't make it.
Well, it doesn't matter. I appreciate it in any order. Thank you, Betty. How are you feeling?
You know, so-so, and some days it's better than others, and I never know how a day's going to work out when I get up in the morning.
You know what, Betty? I hope I'm as agile as you are when I get to be your age, because you're terrific.
Yeah, well, I don't know how I got to this age, believe me.
Hey, Betty, what did you think of Lynn's George Carlin?
I know she heard
sorry,
it.
I didn't. I couldn't hear it.
Oh, okay. It was really good.
We'll send it to we'll your son.
I can send it to Paul.
He'll read it to you. It's funny.
That's real funny.
You all have a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful New Year coming up.
You too, Betty.
You too, Betty.
Thank you for calling,
Stay
Betty.
Well.
Stay okay.
well.
Okay.
Stay well.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Talk to you later.
Say who's on the line right now?
All right, that's it. That's all we got for right now. Let me give you the score update. Right now, the game is tied up 23-23. When I turned on the TV inside, it was 16-23. Dallas was leading the way. Now Dallas have the ball back, and they're on their own on Philadelphia's 45. And the record today for a Dallas kicker was a 62-yard field goal that went through the uprights. So right now they are at the Dak Prescott got sacked. And dropped it back to about the 47. 16 seconds left in the fourth quarter with third down and 12 yards to go as they hike the ball, go back. And Dak Prescott is sacked again. Philadelphia has pushed the Dallas Cowboys back onto their own 47.
Okay, good deal.
We going to break?
Are we going to break now? Yeah.
We're going to break?
Oh, yeah, it's time for break. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Blind and Beyond.
Yeah, I really did. I
just look at the clock the whole time. That's how I know.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You've got your back.
So let's do this right here because the time that came in for the break, it done already went into the break already. So let me do this. There we go.
Okay.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
Your pet knows where his food comes from. You. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from, too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Greensboro, North Carolina is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays. Supplemental life insurance. And college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates. Up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter music reading solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond Radio Show listeners.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And if you want to call in, which I hope you do, it's 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that, 407-894-1680. We have a caller calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. Kevin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Kevin, hey, how you doing?
Hi, Kevin, how you feeling?
Okay.
You sound better.
Oh, I do?
Yes,
and you thought you left us though in Pittsburgh.
Oh, no, it feels like I'm still north of Boston now.
Yeah. It's that bad?
Yeah, I was watching that Weather Channel.
I guess we got about 10 inches.
Yep.
In North Carolina, you got 10 inches? No,
that's not Boston.
Wow, that's a lot for North Carolina.
I got to tell you, you guys have made the Weather Channel you're the talk of the town on the Weather Channel
about,
on TV.
It's all over the news about Greensboro.
Yep, Greensboro.
Wow.
That's all they're talking about.
Yes. It just snowed nowhere else but in Greensboro.
I hope you have freezing rain off and on, too.
I hope you have work shoes or boots or something.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's okay. A nah.
It'll be gone
by
the time we go back to work on Tuesday.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no,
they're
going to
close
tomorrow.
Yeah, no schools tomorrow.
No school.
No?
Yeah. They closed tomorrow. Glad to hear Sandra called, and hopefully a few more people will call.
Oh, that's good. That's okay. Good. Sandra and you, yep. Well, keep us informed, buddy.
Yeah, keep us informed. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Have a very Merry Christmas, Kevin.
I'm sure we'll talk to
you later.
Yep,
you too.
Yep.
Catch you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Buddy. All right. It's trivia time again. I'm going to play another birthday song.
Yeah, I think there's one more.
One more birthday song.
This is a hard one.
Yeah, this will be a hard one.
I don't even know why I chose it, but.
Well, if nobody gets, we'll play a Christmas song. 407-894-1680. That's this. Trivia song number, a phone number to call in, 407-894-680. Who's singing this song?
Happy, happy birthday,
I know this song.
Baby.
Yeah, I know it, but I don't hear it.
Although you with somebody new.
All right, this song is hard. I'm giving $25.
Wow.
We're giving out $25.
Michael, I don't think there's an Olive Garden.
Can I win? I got the answer right here.
$25 gift card for Olive Garden.
Do I count?
An Olive Garden.
No.
You know? I guess if I don't, you don't.
I'll tell you what. I don't think there's a bar in the world the song hasn't played in.
Right? How would you know, Gary?
Because I've been in every bar in the world.
That's funny.
That is funny. Gary's always funny.
All right. 407-894-1680. I know that's a hard song. Probably nobody's going to get it. 407-894-1680.
I hope somebody proves you wrong.
Okay. So let me give you an update. We're in overtime. It was 10 minutes in the overtime.
I thought he was talking about our clock. Okay.
Dallas is on the move. Dak Prescott got sacked at the 40 at Philadelphia's 40. And right now with the Amari Cooper with a 22-yard gain, has brought the Dallas Cowboys to the Philadelphia's 30-29.
So did Philadelphia get the ball yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
But if the Cowboys get a touchdown, they win the game.
Right, that I know. But if they don't, they get a field goal, then it's Philadelphia's time.
Right.
All right. So while we're waiting here, Michael, I'm going to ask Sheila to tell us a little bit about her trip that she went over, saw Eugene and his organization in West Palm. Can you tell us a little bit about your thing?
Tell us how the other half lives over there.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a golf course that has a huge banquet type room, and it was set up beautifully. My sister said the view outside the room was just, the golf course is beautiful. We had a delicious, delicious meal. You got a choice of beef, salmon, or chicken cordon bleu. The chicken was massive. It was the biggest piece of chicken I've ever had. A delicious salad, mashed potatoes and gravy and green beans, and then I had carrot cake.
You got some more, you said?
No. But
so this is where they have their activities? Fancy
no,
schmancy?
No. This is where they had their Christmas
luncheon. Oh, with the
luncheon.
Holiday party. Yeah.
The holiday party, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And they had, I would say they probably had 50-plus people there. And they had one of their members that played music, and they had a lot of door prizes. And it was very nice. It was nice to meet some of the people that I've never had a chance to meet before.
and to see some that I see, you know, once or twice a year. Greg Lindbergh was there, and Eugene and
Doug.
Doug Town was there, and Debbie and Grant Downey, and, you know, so we had a delightful time.
That's very nice. Very nice.
But we hit a lot of traffic coming home, so it took us 3 hours to get back
home.
But
at least you had good weather driving in.
It was beautiful.
Well, I got two people that want to prove Mike wrong.
Good.
Yeah, I got two people. I got Brandon from, I believe, Brandon from North Carolina. And then I have someone from Rocky Mountain, I believe, North Carolina well. Could be wrong on that second caller, but let's go to Brandon, our first caller. Brandon?
They're snowed in and listening.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Brandon.
Hi.
First time listener and first time caller.
Well, no matter what happens, you're getting a bracelet. We'll give you a bracelet, first of all. We got to give you a bracelet, first time caller.
Well, how'd you hear about our show?
No problem.
How'd you hear about our show?
Well, I'm a brand new worker at Industries of the Blind.
Industries of the Blind.
Machine operator.
And do you like it there? Do you like it there?
It's an machine operator.
I just had my first week this past week.
Yeah. Okay. Brand new.
Thank you, thank you. And I definitely enjoy it.
There you go.
Good. So do you know who's singing that song?
Yes. It's Happy, Happy Birthday by the Toon Weavers.
100%
wow. Right. Woo-hoo.
And you just won yourself a $25 gift card from Olive Garden.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a good one. Day.
Which is also, that's Darden, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's a
Darden. Yeah, so that's Yard House. It's Bahama Breeze. It's Longhorn and Olive Garden, I think.
It depends on the card, I think. Sometimes it mentions all of them.
Yeah.
When's we
so I'm sure they have an Olive Garden in Greensboro.
They must.
Well, congratulations, and we're happy
that
listening. You're listening.
First time caller. Look at that. First time caller.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
All
keep
right. Thank you.
Give your name
Brandon,
over to
hold on one moment.
Charlotte. Let me talk to the other person who just called.
I'll
play some for them.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Brandon will hold on for Charlotte. There we go.
Okay. Who's on the line right now?
Well, the other callers, I guess they were listening.
No, I got it.
No. They're not here. They hung up. Right.
Oh, don't hang up. I was going to play a song for you. Maybe you get it.
Yeah. Don't be so
You shouldn't hang up. I got a song for you.
All right.
Call back. Where were they? Rocky. You said Rocky Mount? Rocky Mountain person, call back.
Yeah, call back.
I was going to play a song for you to see if you get it.
We haven't talked to anybody from there.
Rocky Mountain, North
Carolina.
While
we're waiting, I just wanted to tell everybody during the second hour, we'll have some guest callers, and it's going to be an interesting hour. We'll be having Chris Moen, who is the president of the Choroideremia Research Foundation, about inherited retinal disease, and I believe he has it, and he is an advocate for the cure. And we also have Virginia Frazee calling in for TAP. So if you're interested in the TAP with us system, she'll be calling in to give you the scoop. So that's the second hour.
Remember, our radio show is called Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge for the blind. Well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So if you're sighted or if you're vision impaired and you're blind, we'd like you to take part in the show. You can call in anytime. 407-894-1680. You can call and say hello, or you call for trivia, or ask us any questions. I got a question right now for all you who use canes. Here's a question that someone asked me, and I don't know the answer. So I'm going to put it out to you. Sheila, I don't know if you know the answer, I'd appreciate it. If you're walking down the street with your cane, and for somehow you trip somebody who's sighted, and they get hurt, can they sue you?
No.
Because they're going to say you tripped on their cane.
It wasn't intentional because we can't see what we're doing. If it was intentional, then we could see someone who did it on purpose, yes. But
is that right?
We can't get blamed because it's not intentional.
All right. So
and I got something to put out too, Michael, because this is the holiday time. Holiday people travel, and we surely don't want you to miss our show. You need to write this number down, 518-712-0057. That's 518-712-0057. It's a free call and it's listen only. But at least you can listen to our show and you don't have to miss.
You can now, listen if you on yourself call in, anywhere in this country and Canada.
If you do that number and you can still call into the show, all you have to do is hang up, dial the number, call in, say what you want to say, and then dial the number back and listen to the rest of the show.
All righty.
The 518 number is strictly for listening only.
Listen, I want to take a drive down I-95 going southbound. And in the midst of us going I-95 southbound, we're going to come back from West Palm Beach and go up to Rocky Hill, Connecticut. That's where it was, Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
Wow. Right. Oh, that's my
so let's go to our good friend Nicole down in West Palm Beach. Nicole?
Hey, how you doing there? Hey, my brothers and sister. Hey, Lynn, happy birthday, baby.
Well, thank you, baby. Thank you, Nicole.
How y'all doing?
What do you say about Connecticut?
No, that's after. He went down 95, and he's going to turn, make a U-turn and go north after we talked to Nicole.
I got confused
I got
myself.
It, Chris.
So how you doing,
wait
Nicole?
Wait till you get my age.
I got it.
Doing good. Watch your emails. I think after my parents go to bed, I think I'm going to do something because I did it before. I don't think you guys got it. I'm going to make sure you get it. I'm going to do something really special for you, Lynn.
Okay. Aww. Well, Charlotte will give you our email off the air. Well, it's just Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Yeah, it's easy. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Correct. So I have it. It's easy in my head. So I have it, and I'll do something later
on.
Well,
thank
you. I'll have to do it when it's real quiet.
Well, thank you. And it's Michael at. Okie dokie. Chris, can we take
Michael at.
Okay.
Thank you, Nicole.
Love you
thank
guys.
You, Nicole. Love
calling.
You, too.
Enjoy the rest of your day,
right,
sweetie.
Let's take the other. Thank you. Let's take the other call.
Who's the other caller, Chris? He's in there talking to Michael about football
games. Okay, let's take this journey up to Rocky Hill, North Carolina, and talk
Connecticut.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And let's talk
Connecticut
with
or Connecticut. What is it? Are we talking?
Yes, sir. We're in Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
Connecticut. I keep thinking Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. It's the Rocky part that got me Rocky over here.
What's your first name?
My name is Paul. My wife is here. Her name is Rosie.
Paul and Rosie in
Connecticut. How close are you to New London, Connecticut?
We used to live in Clearwater, Florida.
Volume down.
You need to turn the TV down. I mean the radio down.
Hold on. She's turning it down.
How close are you to New London, Connecticut?
Echo, volume down.
It's a reality
Sorry
show.
About that, guys.
I said, how close are you to New London, Connecticut?
About 55 miles.
That's what I thought. That's where I'm from. My whole family, that's where I used to live in summer times. That's when I went to Ocean Beach Park.
I used to spend my summers in Old Lyme, Connecticut.
Oh, yeah, Old Lyme. I know it well. Know it well.
Down near Soundview Beach.
Yep. Did you ever go to Ocean Beach Park? Did you ever go to Ocean Beach Park?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Used to love the bumping cars.
That's right. That Dodge cars. That's right. Bumper cars. That's right.
Used that's to all we can drive now, Michael.
The bumper cars.
Well, no, not just you. It's a lot of people that we on the roadways with seem like it.
So, Paul, are you a first-time listener?
No. We were clued into your program about a month ago by friends of ours that live in St. Petersburg.
Well, we're happy you're listening.
Well, I hope you're listening and keep on listening. Hope you like the show.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do. We lived in Clearwater, Florida for 11 years.
All right. And don't forget to pass the word about our show.
Yep. Keep on listening.
Well, thanks for calling
in,
Paul.
Thanks for calling in.
And Rosie, thank you very much, and have a happy holiday if we
have a happy holiday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you.
Keep on listening.
Bye-bye. Keep on listening.
Okay, I wanted to tell everybody.
We blowing up over here.
Okay, go ahead, go. I wanted to tell everybody about Mr. Lid.
Okay, well, we have Drusilla coming up, and we're going to take I done missed the break again talking with Mike about football.
Well, all right.
Let's go ahead. We got Drusilla coming up. Let's take this break real quick. And we'll come right back right after the break.
Okay. Going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Got a lot more coming up.
This message is brought to you by IWantToKnow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at iwanttoknow.com. That's E-Y-E, want the number 2, K-N-O-W, .com. iwanttoknow.com is an accessible website.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce. Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online and...
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And I'm here with Lynn Golder, co-host, Sheila Young, co-host, and Gary Sinclair, co-host. I'm also here with, what's his name? Chris Shaw? Yeah, Chris Shaw.
Don't tell nobody.
And the fabulous Charlotte behind the scenes. Lynn. You want to say something?
Actually, we're going to have to wait because we're going to go to the top of the hour, believe it or not.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's right.
That's it?
Well, we went into
the time is moving, so I'm going to tell Drusilla is on the phone line
Drusilla,
now.
Drusilla, don't go away.
So hold on one moment. Drusilla.
Don't go away. Come back.
We got Greg and Tanya as well that's on the phone line.
We'll be back right after the top of the break. We'll be back in the second hour.
Don't go away.
I know, time flying, right? That's what happens when you have fun in here.
But we have fun.
Time is just
birthday
moving.
Party.
That's stay what it tuned is. For the second hour. We got a lot coming up. Second hour, we have a couple guest callers, more trivia. Don't go away. A lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.